Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wanted to talk to you about the strange case of Andrew Neil. Yes, I know we've covered him a few times, but I think the story's pretty much come to an end. He appeared on the BBC's Primetime Question Time programme, which is no longer the force that it once was, by the way, with the audience massively down. But he appeared in it last night to have a go at GB News, the platform, the news channel, which he was the chairman of until very obviously very recently. And he basically used the BBC to diss GB News. And they all had a good old chortle and a good old laugh about this far-right, extremist, Nazi-loving GB News. Which, of course, from the BBC's perspective, everything to the right of Marx is extreme right. But it's Andrew Neil I really am most concerned about, because Andrew Neil, he said he was in a minority of one with regard to his views of the station and the direction he wanted the station to be taken in. Well, okay, if he's in a minority of one, then he should obviously have gone. But did he not know this before the station went to air? Was he completely unaware of the views of all his colleagues? Or was he oblivious to them? I have to ask these questions because I think it's strange that within 2 weeks of the start of GB News, he went on an extended holiday. So rather than being a leader and standing with the rest of his team, he legged it back home to the south of France. And that's where he's stayed ever since. And now he has returned, he stood down from GB News, and he's gone to the BBC to have a go at it fundamentally. And he, of course, he does it in that you sort of very paternal style that he has. He'll leave it for other people to decide if GB News is going too right-wing. Of course it's not. GB News is totally vanilla. GB News is weak on most topics. You know that. I know that. Apart from Farage, it's really not worth... And Mark... what's his name? Hooten. There's nobody else really worth listening to on GB News, apart from Neil Oliver. Apart from Monty Python sketch, apart from Nigel Farage, and apart from Neil Oliver, and apart from, there's nobody worth listening on it. But to somehow characterise it as some kind of Fox or Sky Australia TV station is mad. It's absolutely mad. But that's how the BBC portrays every station which isn't instinctively leftist to the core. But very disappointed in Andrew Neil. I'm glad he's gone. It's clear to me that he saw GB News as just being a slightly tiny, tiny less woke version of the BBC. But he's obviously, you know, worked for the BBC for many years, and he presented programmes on the BBC. And that's his style, and that's what he's good at, and that's fine. So in my view, he should stay in the BBC. Good luck, Lump. Stay in the go and work for the BBC, Andrew Neil, because you've done GB News a favour by bailing out, but you didn't do it a favour in the way in which you did it. I thought it was pretty cowardly to run away after 2 weeks and leave everyone else to sort it out. Now, the channel, to be fair, does seem to be sorting itself out a bit, but it's still, you know, it's still... Yeah, it's just okay, isn't it? However, the thing is that Andrew Neil's version of what he wanted GB News to be was basically the BBC Lite. How many of you think that would be a good idea? I certainly don't. So it's been obvious that the silence from Andrew Neil over the past 2 months really was about the fact that he and those other senior executives at GB News just didn't see eye to eye at all. And there's no doubt about it, GB News will attract more viewers the more radical it becomes. Absolutely certain in that. For example, if it dared to have somebody on who spoke out about vaccines, it would get lots of ratings. But it won't do that. Instead, it allows self-proclaimed vaccinators to come on and occupy its airways. And if they think that's something people want to watch, honestly, they are fooling themselves. But any which way, I think we've finally seen Andrew Neil reveal his true colours. You know, he could have done this and not gone on the BBC. But the fact that he went on the BBC to do this, to me, is the unspeakable act of treachery. He stabbed GB. He thinks he stabbed GB News in the back. He thinks he's made himself into some kind of plastered saint in the way in which he's done this. I'm not sure that's the case or not. I'm not sure that actually is the case. And in many regards, I've lost any residual respect I had for Neil. But let's be clear on it, folks. For years, Andrew Neil mocked Donald Trump. He obviously loathed Trump. So I haven't forgotten that. So the one time we get a president in the White House who's pretty much on the radical side of things, Andrew Neil was having a collective sustained four-year hissy fit over it. And he welcomed Joe Biden in the White House. So I'm not, you know, so in many ways, over the Brexit issue, he was a bit dodgy as well. So to be honest with you, I don't think he's any great loss, quite honestly, to GB News. And the fact that he's flown back into the BBC to diss it probably shows that at this point, Andrew Neil is, as a force in journalism, is probably a force that's well and truly spent. Anyway, that's what I think. Do let me know your thoughts. Catch up with you folks later. Thanks for listening.